2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 14. Day 1. Morning Nourishment. Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. 16. The Spirit Himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Unceasingly pray. Romans 7:22-8:4 reveals Christ as the Emancipator who by the law of the Spirit of life delivers the wretched man from the law of sin and of death. In 7:24, Paul cries pitifully, "Wretched man that I am! Who will deliver me from the body of this death?" The answer to Paul's question is presented in 7:25 and chapter 8. Paul had no condemnation because he experienced freedom from the law of sin and of death by the law of the Spirit of life. With the Spirit of life, there is a living law. This living law is a living person, the triune God processed in Christ and dwelling within us. The law of the Spirit of life is the triune God in Christ who has passed through the process of incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension and who has entered into us and become not only our life but also our law. This living person as the law of the Spirit of life frees us from the law of sin and of death in Christ Jesus. Today's reading. Since God is the processed God who became the indwelling Spirit has been installed into our being, He works within us not by activities but by law. You must realize that this is one of the biggest discoveries, even recoveries, in God's economy. Through all the centuries, few Christians have seen that God is working in His chosen and redeemed people not by activity but by law. Nearly all Christians pray that God would do something in them by activity. If they have a bad temper, they pray that the Lord would help them to overcome it. We all have to contact the Lord, to fellowship with Him, to touch Him. Sometimes in the past we may have touched Him in an accidental way. Still we touched Him, and something happened. Through the centuries, Christians who have experienced these things have encouraged us to have a time with God. But the problem is this: when we get in touch with God and with this law by spending some time with God, right away we make up our mind to do things, and then we are out of the touch with the Lord. In our prayer time we are in, but out of our prayer time we are out. The more you are in touch with the Lord without asking Him to do something for you, without deciding to do something for Him, without attempting to please Him, there will be a kind of automatic working within you to eliminate the sinful flesh. The negative things within you will be reduced and eliminated. It is not that you overcome something or that you kill something, but there is an automatic killing. While you remain in the touch with the Lord, the law of the Spirit of life works. The genuine help, the real help, is just to get the saints into the touch with the Lord that will let the automatic law work. As the law of the Spirit of life works in such a one, it will reduce his problem and solve his problem and kill some of his germs. This is the genuine help. The real help is to get into this touch with the Lord that will cause the automatic law of the Spirit of life to operate within us. Actually, you cannot help others. Paul planted, but he could not give life. Apollos watered, but Apollos could not give growth. Only God could give growth. Only the automatic working law can kill the real germ. We need to pray, "Lord, I just come to touch you. I have nothing to ask of you. I do not even like to ask you to do anything for me. I just like to remain in the touch with you." Your experience will confirm that if you practice this, you will experience a lot of killing, a lot of reducing, a lot of strengthening, a lot of resurrecting, a lot of rising up. This is the law working in you scientifically. This is the end of today's morning revival.